Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Bring it back. Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now we have another international update, this time talking all things Sweden with Thomas Nygren, who you may find at the website Total Liverpool, but he'll elaborate at the back end of this. But Thomas, I thought we should discuss the most recent match against France. Obviously, you know that's going to be a difficult fixture heading in, but were you pleased regardless?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the performance. It was the first time in a long while that the Swedes worked as a team. They tried to play the ball instead of just kicking it away when they were at the back four. And they showed confidence. They had a solid back four and a strong midfield. And they made it really difficult for France. Even though France had the most of the possession, they didn't create a lot of chances. And I have to say that we were a bit unlucky to lose because the last goal should have been disallowed. First of all, it was an offside on Griezmann, and then maybe it was a foul on the Swedish goalkeeper. So, I was very pleased with the performance.
Cool. Well, that's very good to hear. You're currently tied for second in the group. The Netherlands, unfortunately for me, not looking super strong. Are you confident at this point of maybe making the World Cup?
Yeah, I think we have a better chance now than I thought when the qualification started because, as you say, Netherlands isn't as good now as they were a few years ago, and Sweden is looking a lot better now than at the European Championships. And it was a much-needed game for Swedish football that, even though we lost, the interest in the media was a lot higher than I thought because since Zlatan quit, they haven't been writing so much about Sweden, about the football team in the media. So we needed this game to make people interested again.
Yeah, you mentioned Zlatan there. We talked about him at the end of your European run, and I asked if there was anybody coming up. And one of the best answers of the whole Euros I got was from you, and you were just like, nope. There wasn't really anybody in line. Obviously, up front, you started Guidetti in this one. Is there any confidence that he can lead the line going forward, or is there somebody else that maybe can come through?
Well, the attack is still a bit worrying. We were a bit spoiled in the 90s when we had Martin Dahlin, Kenneth Andersson, later Thomas Brolin, Henke Larsson, and of course, in the past years, we've had Zlatan. Now it's John Guidetti isn't good enough. He runs a lot, but he doesn't score enough. And he is not a start player in Celta Vigo. And then we have Ola Toivonen, who couldn't get into the Sunderland squad last year. And we have Marcus Berg, who hasn't scored over time. So I think the attack is the weakest link in Sweden right now. And a couple of months ago, it was on the opposite. So we need to find a good striking pair if we want to compete in the World Cup.
Yeah. Are there any other players in other positions that kind of neutrals should start to keep an eye on?
Yeah, there are a few. In the back four, we have a central defender called Victor Nilsson Lindelöf, who is... there are a lot of big teams rumored to be interested in him. He plays in Benfica right now and did a couple of games in the Champions League last season. And he's a strong central defender, and he's good on the ball, and... I think he can be a really, really good player in a few years, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the Premier League, maybe next season. And we have Ludvig Augustinsson on the left side of the back four, who is a smart defender, and that's quite unusual among the modern fullbacks to both be quick, good on the ball, and smart in the defense. So I think he will leave Copenhagen, maybe not in January, but at least this summer. So, and then, of course, we have Emil Forsberg, who scored against France right now. He's playing at the Red Bull Leipzig in the Bundesliga, and he is both scoring and making a lot of assists. And now he's the star of the Swedish national team. So I would be surprised if he plays in Leipzig next season.
Yeah, all players potentially making a move soon. Is that what you think will really help this Sweden team, you know, recapitalize on the brand after having lost Lautan, is just having these players play in bigger competitions, developing younger, etc.?
Yeah, we need to get players who the young people in Sweden look up to. Zlatan was a role model to many people, and we need players so the youngsters in Sweden want to look at the national team, because nowadays a lot of people rather watch Real Madrid or Barcelona instead of Sweden. So we need stars to make the people pay to go to the national stadium and watch Sweden again.
Yep, that makes sense. Are there any players that are on the older side of things that might fall out of the team soon?
Most of the older players quit after the European Championships. We had Zlatan quit, and Kim Källström quit. Andreas Isaksson, the goalkeeper, quit. So there aren't many of the older players left. We have the other central defender, Andreas Granqvist, who is the captain right now. He's the oldest in the starting 11. He's a bit past his 30s. So I think the team right now will stay the same at least a couple of years.
All right, you mentioned the end of the Euros. You also made a managerial change. Would you mind speaking a bit on what's changed since the new manager has come in?
Oh, a lot has changed. Erik Hamrén, the past coach, everything in the game was about Zlatan, and now we're playing like a team. The new coach, Janne Andersson, is a good team builder. He created the winning team of the Swedish League last year, and he has shown signs of making this Sweden squad to a great team again. We were lucky to draw against the Netherlands in the first game, but since we played Luxembourg and Bulgaria and won those two games, the team are showing confidence again. And I think that he is the right man to take us back a bit, to make us a more interesting team to watch, not just an interesting player to watch as we've been the past years.
Is he doing anything different tactically?
The biggest difference is that you can spot a tactic in a better way than before. He plays quite an old model, like 4-4-2 with one defensive midfielder and one midfielder who goes a bit higher up the pitch in the central. But you can see that the players knows what to do on the pitch. And that has changed a lot since Erik Hamrén was the coach. And if you look at the teams like Leicester, who had a great season last year, the key factor is when you have players who knows what to do when they're on the pitch. And you can see that on the Sweden team right now.
Cool. Well, it's very good to hear that there's at least a direction in the after Zlatan era. Next up for you very soon after we publish this, will be the match against Hungary. I believe it's just a friendly. What are your thoughts heading into that one?
Yeah, I think they will try a few new players, maybe a bit younger players, and maybe try to score a few goals, play a bit more offensive than against France, because Hungary is not as good as opposition as France was. And I read that this was the last game of Gábor Király in the Hungary team, so it's the last time we can see his famous pants in gold.
The sweat-panted hero.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be interesting to see. Can't let you go without talking Liverpool very briefly. We talked a little bit before we started recording it on a different show that this start for Liverpool may be even better than the 2013-14 season. Your thoughts on Liverpool's title hopes?
Oh yeah, I'm very happy, of course, with the start this season, because the team plays in a different way than before. It's like every player on the pitch knows what to do. They play with speed, they play with confidence, and I'm very satisfied, and I think that we're not dependent on a few players. Of course, we have star players who are very important to us, but I don't think that we an injury will take us down the table because we have so many good players on the bench as well. So it's I wasn't very satisfied with having an international break right now after 6-1 against Watford. I would rather have a Premier League weekend once again.
Yeah, unsurprising. And Liverpool probably with the best attack in the Premier League right now. So definitely interesting. The question is, can you stop other people from scoring? And I suppose only time will tell there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Thomas Nygreen or at the Total Liverpool website, who is www.lfcsv.se. As I said last time I was on, most of it is in Swedish, but there is Google Translate. And ahead of every game, we have a guest who writes about the opponent. Then they are often guests from your website, from your show.
Well, glad we've been able to share so many of them. And glad to hear that things are on the up and up for Sweden. And best of luck in your next match.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.